Well, is there another fight looming for the federal government? We have been down this track before in 2006 when Prime Minister Howard wanted to sell the Snowy Mountains scheme. He failed on that occasion, but typically John Howard listened to the people. There was a public outcry. He heard the public. He said, "I've listened, and it will not go ahead." Now, I can assure MPs and bureaucrats that it will be on again if there's any new proposal to sell Snowy Hydro. Reports today suggest federal bureaucrats are sizing up Snowy Hydro as a possible candidate for a $6 billion sale to help with budget repair. In other words, sell the furniture rather than cut back expenditure, as we talked about yesterday, which Andrew Forrest did with his company Fortescue. Cut back the costs. That's the way you fix budget repair. No, just keep taxing, and selling is a form of tax. Snowy Hydro, as you know, is Australia's largest generator of hydroelectricity. Its role as the largest supplier of peak renewable electricity to the national electricity market, its location on the border between Victoria and New South Wales, our two largest states, and apparently its eligibility for carbon credits under any future carbon pricing scheme, make it a prized asset for any buyer. There is a group apparently in the government reportedly looking at a potential sale. One Liberal insider has told the Financial Review newspaper, apparently, that the sale idea is definitely on the table. The same insider said the government was hesitant to go public for fear of a political backlash. Another source inside Snowy Hydro has told the Financial Review newspaper they detect a mood for privatisation. I'll be talking to Malcolm Turnbull tomorrow morning. Note, Prime Minister, it's not on under any circumstances. Kick it into the dustbin now.